Hey guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise, and today's episode is going to be about quitting your job. Tips and tricks for how to quit your job and how to be prepared to work from home before you quit your job so that you don't run into any financial situations afterwards and have to go back and get a job again. So if this is your first time listening to the channel, watching one of my videos, make sure you get my free high-ticket dropshipping niches list and mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. All right, let's get into it. So when I first started with high-ticket dropshipping, it was back around 2010. This is almost 10 years ago now. I was doing e-commerce already. I was selling things from my garage, things I had left over from high school and college years, things that I would find around in the returns department of the place I worked at that were just going to get thrown away anyways. Anything I could come across with, I was selling it on eBay. So eBay is a great place to get started to learn about e-commerce. And so what I was doing was I was learning how to make really good titles, product descriptions, take photos, and how to fulfill orders and do customer service and do marketing, basically. Cool thing about eBay, of course, is that they already do the marketing promotions for you. All you have to do is create a product listing and do the fulfillment, okay? So eBay is a great place to get started for learning how to sell stuff online, but you shouldn't stop there if you want to create a real business, okay? And quitting your job to become self-employed, work from home, that kind of thing, you're going to have to learn all the different facets of business, and you're going to need to understand how the internet works if you want to work from home and do something online like drop shipping or high ticket drop shipping or any other version of, you know, e-commerce like private labeling and stuff like that. You've got to learn how internet marketing works so that you can market yourself as the owner of the business, you know, you tell your story and stuff like that. You want to market, of course, your products and the features and benefits of them. And you want to be able to understand sales so you can close sales consistently and you can have then an income from your business. So what I recommend first before you quit your job is you actually start learning about e-commerce if you haven't already. So open an eBay store and take anything you have lying around the home or go to garage sales and look for cheap stuff and just try selling it on eBay. You never know what something might be worth on eBay and somebody else halfway across the world is, or you know, even in the same town or city, whatever, is going to be willing to pay for it. So get started with that, learn how that works. Next, consider starting your own business with e-commerce and dropshipping. The great thing about dropshipping is that you can find manufacturer suppliers in the USA that will give you a wholesale pricing on a product. In other words, if the product is like $1,000 retail, they'll sell it to you as the dealer for maybe $500, $600, $700. And after shipping and everything, it's about maybe on average like a 20 or 30% profit margin, so like a $700 cost on a $1,000 item. All you have to do is set up your own website, add the product listing, and then market it to consumers that are likely to buy it online in different channels. And then when you get a sale, simply send the purchase order to your supplier, okay? And then you pay for the product up front with a business credit card or personal credit card, and you keep track of it in a bookkeeping sheet, you know, a financial spreadsheet of some sort. And then the product ships out, okay? You get paid a deposit from your merchant processing provider to your checking account of that total amount you sold it, less processing fees. And so if you sold it for $1,000, usually it's like a 3% processing fee. So it might cost you $30 or something like that. And then, so that $970 gets deposited to your checking account. And it costs you $700 to ship it out, fulfill it, or $800 to ship it out, fulfill it, whatever. You know, you get to keep that remainder, that either $170 or $270. That's really an average profit for high ticket dropshipping, okay? And you keep that profit and then you get to pay for your expenses. You get to pay for your website hosting, pay for your email marketing provider, pay for your ad account, pay for anything else you have to do online, like a phone or email, that kind of stuff. And then of course, later on, you can pay for a virtual assistant. But that's basically how you get started, that's the essence of dropshipping. And you should start one of these businesses while you're still working, before you quit, okay? So in the evening, after work, in the morning, before work, maybe even at work, you know, bring your laptop and on your lunch break or something like that, or on your breaks, you know, work on your business. Listen to podcasts and videos like this all the time so that you can start getting your mind into the mindset you need to grow your business and work on it. Know what you should work on. Work on it every single day, especially on the weekends, okay? Like normally, you're working a day job, you get paid a consistent amount every single week or every 2 weeks. And the problem there is you can get really complacent, really lazy. And on the weekends, all you want to do is go on trips. You want to go, do stuff in your local city or get out of town and go on, camping trips or go on vacations, that kind of stuff. That's very tempting to do. And yes, you should do it every so often. But what I suggest is that if you want to quit your job really bad, if you really want to have your own business, work from home, travel the world, this is something you want really bad, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. So I would say if you're willing to sacrifice the next 3 to 6 months of your life in order to obtain a type of business that you can work from home, you can travel around the world with, and can provide you a somewhat sustainable income, at least around the same amount as you were making with your day job, and yet you can enjoy and experience an entirely different lifestyle, is that worth it to you? And if your answer is yes, then you should definitely get going now rather than later. So right now, I would say go and sign up for Shopify. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/Shopify and get your free trial. Start learning how their platform works, because Shopify is one of the easiest platforms to use for e-commerce, where you have your own website. You don't have to pay their eBay fees like 10% or Amazon fees 10%, 15% sometimes when you sell a product. You pay 0%, only 3% for the merchant processing fees and a monthly amount for the hosting. And yet Shopify is great because they manage your hosting for you. You don't ever have to deal with hosting issues. They'll help you with code. They have full customer support and all that good stuff. So go to ecommerceparadise.com/Shopify, sign up for your free trial. And then once you get in there, start researching niches and get my free niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/niches. And you can choose any one of those products and create a store, a store that looks good enough. Okay, create your own logo, your own banner, doesn't really matter. Just create something good enough and then start calling suppliers out there that you find on other stores that are already drop shipping those products, okay? So you just look in a marketplace like Google Shopping, for instance, and go in there and try to find other stores that are already selling these products that don't have physical retail storefronts, and then write down the brand names on that website on a list, and then try to find the websites of those brands and the phone numbers and just call them. Okay, and ask them, hey, I have a dropshipping store and I want to become a dealer, an authorized dealer. Are you currently accepting dropshipping dealers? And most, I would say 60 to 80% of them will say yes. A small percentage will say no, and that's okay. You just follow up with them in a few months or 6 months. But get those accounts on board, add their products to your site, make sure that they're set at a profitable price point, optimize your store for conversions. And if you're wondering how to do that, go through my YouTube channel and type in conversion rate or conversion rate optimization or CRO, and you'll find a bunch of videos about that. And then launch your email marketing flows and Facebook retargeting and Google retargeting and stuff like that. And then launch your Google Shopping ads, okay? Because these will drive cold leads to your website that are actually in the market for the products that you sell. And then you'll close sales, and you have to get good at customer service and sales, and then just start doing a ton of content on your website. Okay, that's pretty much the process to success. And yes, it might take 3 to 6 months or a year or 2 years, whatever, but at least you're on the road to get there. And as soon as you start making enough money with your dropshipping e-commerce store, then quit your job, okay? But don't quit your job until the amount of income from your dropshipping store is equal or has exceeded the amount you're making from your day job right now, or the amount that your monthly expenses are, either or, whichever you're comfortable with, for at least 3 to 6 months. And especially in longer, especially if your niche is seasonal. Okay, if it has a lot more sales in the summer than the winter, you have to prepare for that. If it has a lot more sales in the winter than the summer, you have to prepare for that. But just keep in mind, that's the process. You've got to dedicate the time to it, and you've got to make it happen if you want to quit your day job. Don't just go and quit your job and then try to start a store and hope it's going to make a bunch of money overnight, because most likely it won't. You're going to be in too much of a rush. You're going to be stressing too much about money, and you're going to go back and get a job again. You're going to be bummed that you failed. So here's the other thing, is that if you fail, it's okay. Most people fail their first time. Most people fail their second or third time. It's not until you get a successful store that it's all going to be worth it. So just know that it's normal to fail your first time, okay? And if you do, it's okay. Just get up and try again and do it again. If this is something you really want to do, maybe the first niche you choose didn't work. Maybe the second didn't work. The third didn't work. Maybe the fourth one is going to end up being the one that works really well, okay? So you should be learning from your mistakes as you go, and it's going to help you in the long run to become very successful and quit your job. And then you can live wherever you want, work wherever you want, travel the world whenever you want to. You're your own boss. But with that comes a lot of responsibility. And the responsibility is basically keeping up your business, managing the customer service and sales and the fulfillment, and building a good company culture and brand, as well as improving all of your website and your processes and your marketing and running promotions consistently. Okay, and it's really important that you're consistent, because consistency is key to profitability. In the long run, of course, profitability equals your income, and you want your income to raise, so you need to be profitable and you need to drive your revenue up. Okay, so hope you enjoyed this video. I hope it helps you understand what you need to do before you quit your day job if you want to become a self-employed, work from home entrepreneur or a digital nomad. If you are interested in getting started and you want a step-by-step program and a private coach like me to help you get there, a mentor, then go get my masterclass. Because what I do in my masterclass is I do monthly coaching calls with all my students. And I get in there and I actually help you guys one-on-one. And you can pay for separate private coaching outside of the group coaching calls. So just get in there today. It's ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. All the details are in there and what's included, tons of bonuses and all that. Now, if you're the type of person that has a lot of money and you want to quit your job, but you just, you can't right now because you're just not comfortable yet. But if you had one of these businesses already built for you running and making money, that you could definitely, quit. Well, I offer a service for you. It's called my turnkey high ticket dropshipping store package. And what I do is I actually have my team build out a high ticket dropshipping store just for you in a niche that you're comfortable with. And we go through that process of finding the best niche for you. And then we build it out and we hand it over and provide you with the training you need to scale it. Okay. So if you're the type of person that has no time, maybe you have a family, you have a high paying job and you want to get this store built, you just don't have the time to build it, but then you're excited and ready to run it as soon as it's ready, this would be the thing for you. If you want more information on that and my three stages to success with my high ticket dropshipping store package training, go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Thanks so much for watching, guys. Definitely hit that subscribe button and like, give it a thumbs up, and let me know, comment where you're viewing from. I love to interact with people all over the world, so I want to know where my viewers are. Just click that comment box and type in where you're viewing from. And I would love if you share this video with your friends. That'll help me reach a wider audience and help me help more people out there. I really want to help as many people as I possibly can to quit their job and to become location independent. It's my goal. I love it. I love what I do, and I love helping other people get there as well. It's my passion. So thanks again for watching. Make sure you subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video. Take care.